I'm Kinsey Mackis, your host and founder of The Category Queen. Welcome to the podcast for coaches, consultants, and course creators who don't just want to dominate their niche, but they desire to play in their own league. My mission is to help you unlock the power of your unique brilliance and use it as a vehicle to gain recognition, reach more people, and make more money. Not too long ago, I took a bold leap, leaving behind a six-figure corporate salary with nothing more than a used MacBook and a burning desire for more freedom. Today, our brand has become globally recognized, helping thousands of female founders to become industry-leading experts. Join us each week as we go on a journey together to discuss mindset, marketing, and money, and more importantly, the real-life discussions about balancing success with motherhood and marriage. Because we're a community of women who build and scale impact-driven businesses, but do it without sacrificing the things that matter most to us. Welcome to The Category Queen Show. Hello, my category queens. I am so happy to be here with you today. I apologize in advance for my nasally voice. I've actually delayed this recording for like 4 days now, waiting for myself to come back to normal, and it is just dragging on. I think I jinxed myself because when I was in Canada, I had made a comment that I rarely get sick, and sure enough, I started getting sick literally that night. So this is the longest that it's ever held on. It's just like this really crazy head cold and just annoying, but I'm on the mend. But like I said, my voice is kind of nasally, so I apologize for that. But I am ready to really dive into today's topic. I have been, on a personal note, it's been a crazy whirlwind of a last couple weeks. I feel like I need to do a whole entire episode of the experiences that I've had and the things that I've really unlocked and learned and experienced. And it's been just so incredible. And I think that when you are someone that really thrives in routine and you are just moving through the motions, you know, even crushing it in your life or your business, I think there's so much power in getting out of that routine and creating new experiences, being exposed to different things, different people. It really shakes things up for you in the best way. And of course, you get to pick and choose what you want to take with you, what you want to leave. But I think that was probably the biggest reminder for me, since I have been really focused on the business and we've been traveling a lot personally, but it's been a while since I've done some business travel. So that was really powerful. But just a reminder for you, if you need to shake it up, even if it means moving your office. So if you generally work outside of the or in the home, like I do, maybe it means just going to a coffee shop and working more often and shaking up your creativity and your surroundings and things like that. So just a fun little tip if you're feeling like maybe you're in a rut, which is exactly what I want to talk about today in the context of unleashing your creative genius and moving beyond your blocks. So this is a really big topic for me personally, and also it's a theme in our students and our clients, and it's really so massively important that we continue to talk about our creativity in a much broader scope, but also really some context and some tangibility around what that looks and feels like, because I actually think that this idea of creativity stumps a lot of people and keeps people stuck. And I'm continuing to find that so many women have a lot or very deep limitations within themselves that actually is related to this. And so whether you are somebody that considers yourself creative or you're somebody that does not consider yourself creative, if you are a coach, a creator, an expert, a professional, a clinician, and you are transforming your life and transferring your skills into entrepreneurship, this is 100% for you. This conversation is going to open up so much for you, and really an invitation to explore What's keeping you here when you want to be there? Okay. So here in the context of maybe you're stuck in a rut, or you're stuck in a plateau, or you're just feeling like you've maybe outgrown this. And there, meaning the future, right? The goals that you're working towards, the results that you're trying to achieve. And when I think about bridging that gap, I think that this idea of creativity, again, is so, so important. So let's unpack that. So one of the things that I wanted to do and that I always love to do is actually just set the stage with some definitions so that we're all kind of speaking the same language. So let's talk about the definition of creativity. Creativity is defined as the tendency to generate or recognize ideas, alternatives, or possibilities that may be useful in solving problems, communicating with others, and entertaining ourselves and others. I love that definition so much. But what's really cool is that by that definition, hopefully you can see yourself as someone who is creative, right? And if you think about a creative as a noun, a person, right? A creative is someone that does those things. They have the tendency to generate or recognize ideas, alternatives, or possibilities that may be useful in solving problems, communicating with others, and entertaining ourselves as others. So no doubt if you're listening to this podcast episode, you're likely a creative because you're likely an entrepreneur or aspiring entrepreneur, and you have noticed that you are good at solving problems. Maybe it's solving a problem for just yourself at this point, but also solving problems for other people. So we have to kind of get that out of the way, because I think that what I hear from women so often is this idea that they're not creative, or that creativity is something that is actually outside of them. Now, why is it important to really honor that creative within you? Well, for one, because it expands you. And there's an infinite supply of ideas within you that are waiting to be unleashed. But these limitations that we hold within ourselves are preventing us from doing that. And when we don't unleash that creativity, when we don't bring our ideas to the market, when we're not infusing our voice into our messaging, when we're not reaching other people, when we're not solving problems, when we're not entertaining people, right? We're not honoring the most authentic version of ourselves. And so I want to first for you to adopt this idea that you are a creative and you're somebody who leverages creativity to help more people and make an impact, right? And then also change your own life financially, physically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually. So that's cool, right? That's cool. I hope that you feel liberated just knowing that if you're listening to this, you're a creative. You are someone who is creative. And it's just a matter of starting to unlock and unleash the deepest parts of your creative genius, because that's going to be the thing that propels you forward. Now, let's talk about some more specific examples in relation to creativity, because I think that I really want to bring this into terms that really, really resonate with you in your day-to-day circumstances, right? So if you are a coach, a consultant, and you're creating content, what I hear in this regard is I'm not a creative person, right? I'm stuck. I don't have ideas. What do I write? Now, first of all, I want you to stop even saying that, because you're disempowering yourself. And again, you are disregarding that creative genius that's within you. But let's go back to this version of you that is writing content, and you feel like you have nothing worthy to say, or that you don't have any ideas, or that they are not really flowing to you, right? And if we go back to the definition of creativity, meaning that it's generating or recognizing ideas, possibilities that may be useful in solving problems and communicating with others, that gives you so much leverage to start thinking about what is it that I want to bring into my content. And if you actually look at the marketing definition as defined by Seth Godin, the king of marketing, he says that marketing is just solving a problem for other people, right? So that's also really cool. you get to be creative through your content by communicating with others how you can solve their problems. Now, I could just totally put myself out of business and tell you that that's all you need, right? If you think about creating content that converts and reaching more people, which is all the things that we do with you inside of the Category Queen School. But at the fundamental level, at the core, all it is that. But here's the thing. When we start to look at the core limitations that are actually suppressing your creative genius, the very thing that is going to, like, again, propel you forward, not just in business, but in life, that is the most authentic version of you. It's the bridge between you and your potential clients. And it's also that flow. Like, if you think about operating at your highest zone of genius, you are in that high octane energy and it comes so easy for you. You could talk about it all night. You're beaming, you're experiencing just like this immense joy and happiness because it's your creative genius. It's your highest level of genius. And so when you're operating there, there is no denying. But the problem is there's limitations that suppress that really prevent you from experiencing that. And so let's talk about these limitations. And I find that there's typically about three of them. First one being that your creative genius or your expertise, however you want to talk about it, it's too basic. If you've ever had the thought like, oh, this is not good enough, or people already know this, right? There's a belief there that what you know is not unique. Or it's just basic, or everybody knows it. Now, sometimes you may not be actively thinking that, and you may just need that realization when talking to others that, like, oh my gosh, what you know is incredibly, incredibly useful and important and amazing and creative, right? And I actually witnessed this happen. I was at a mastermind in Canada. One of my girlfriends has been going deep into AI and she has been learning about it. It's totally in her realm of genius and she is starting to teach other people what she's learning by way of implementing these things herself. Well, when she sat down to actually teach some of these things to us, she had started to realize that even the most basic components of that were not basic at all. So when she started to teach these things, we're like, wait, hold on a minute, back up 10 steps, right? And she realized, like, oh my gosh, like, I've given them this A to Z high level when I actually just need to go deeper on A first. And when you start to see that and you start to have more conversations with people and people are like, oh my gosh, tell me more. Oh my gosh, that blew my mind. Oh my gosh, I never considered that. You'll start to build that confidence of like what you know is not basic. And that creativity within you is actually just flowing through you very naturally when you release it. But holding it to yourself is not going to help you see it for what it is. Okay, so that's one limitation that I find is really common under the arena of creativity or unleashing that creativity, is that the thought of this is basic or everybody knows this or I need to be more advanced in this topic. Secondly, what I hear a lot is I have a limited supply of ideas. So this is in relation, I think, to content also when you think about creating content or developing a masterclass or an offer or your best PDF, best resource, right? I find that women have this thought that, like, well, if I let that idea go, then I'm going to have no more ideas left. And so you hoard them. You hold on to them, right? Which, if you think about it, does zero good. Because if you're just holding on to them, then it serves nobody. And I think of this supply of creativity as a flowing river, right? The more that flows out, the more that flows in. It's this infinite stream. And when you become a practitioner of your best ideas, you will automatically generate more ideas. They're going to flow through you. But when you cut off that supply, right, what happens? You create a big bottleneck, right? A big, huge, like think about the river, right? And you put a dam there, right? It creates an issue. It creates a blockage. And so you're wondering why you feel blocked, thinking all the while that you're holding on to your best ideas is actually serving you. But hopefully, even in that visual, you can start to see how holding on to them just keeps you more in a blockage. And so I want you to know that you have to practice your creativity. You have to become a practitioner of your creativity. And when you allow those ideas to move through you and flow through you, you're going to find that they're just going to continue to come in an infinite supply. They're always there. Your creative genius is always there. And as a creative, if we go back to this idea of generating and recognizing ideas and possibilities to solve problems, that version of you never goes away. That's a characteristic of you that never goes away. And so if you can trust that you are somebody that is a creative and that by default, you just naturally generate ideas, like you will find that your creativity will completely unblock itself. You're like, oh, hey girl, nice to see you. Nice to see you again, right? So that is so liberating and so powerful, knowing that you have a limited supply of them because you are the person that is always generating them. That is who you are. Now, lastly, the limitation that I hear a lot, and it's related to this idea that it's basic, but really, really, it's more deeply, deeply seated than that. And it's this idea that you're not worthy enough. You're not worthy enough to have this creative genius, or you're not worthy enough to share it, or both. And I think that as women, I can speak personally on this. This is something that hits so close to home, whether that's related to my success in business or my success as a mom or my success as a wife. There's this deep-seated belief that I'm not worthy of any of it. And I've had to do a lot of work around that particular belief and move through it. Does it fully go away? I can't say that it does. I haven't experienced that personally. But when you start to do this work and you start to become more conscious of it and knowing where, like when it pops up and tuning into it to see it for what it is, you will be able to, again, shift, reprogram, and move forward, and again, express that creative genius that's really waiting to be unleashed within you. So if we know that these are the core limitations that are actually suppressing your creative genius and stopping you from amplifying your voice, amplifying your impact, creating that true financial freedom, then now we have the power. Now we have the control to move through those limitations, break them as needed, and start to really practice being someone who is a creative genius. Now, overnight, will you feel like a creative genius? Will it feel effortless? No, I don't think so. But I 100% believe that this is a journey. This is a journey of creativity. And as you evolve as a human, your creative genius will taste differently. It will sound differently. You'll have different flavors, more depth, more width, whatever that looks like. But when we separate ourselves from it by keeping it suppressed or not seeing it for what it is or not letting it come fully through us, what happens? We're not operating in the most authentic version of ourselves, and that is keeping us from building the most authentic business in alignment to that, and also living an authentic life. So this really is maybe a more complicated version of saying be who you are truly meant to be and unleash that. But I want to talk more about this idea of creativity because there is so much mind drama around it. And I see it either not being fully recognized by women or, again, just being completely ignored. And so there's a complete disconnect from what you're building, what you're saying, what you're doing. And that keeps you in a cycle of overwhelm, confusion, burnout, and frustration, right? I can't say that I've never been in that spiral. I 100% have a lot of times. But when you start to see it and you become aware of it, right, you can get out of that spiral. But at the end of the day, I want you to ask yourself, what is preventing me from really accessing that creative genius that's living inside of me? What is my biggest fear? What do I think about it? What am I most afraid of when it comes to speaking, right? Not just speaking on stage, but like using your voice for good. And then we can start to really, really unlock that. Now, what's really cool is there's practices that can help you also even reprogram your body energetically, emotionally, so you don't continue to stay in the course of that memorized emotion of someone who is not creative, someone who doesn't have good ideas, someone who doesn't see themselves as an expert, because your body is going to memorize those feelings. Because who you are today, right, will not get you to where you want to be tomorrow or next month or next year. And so you have to start thinking and feeling and doing differently, right? Accessing that creative genius differently, learning how to play with it and practice it and really expand upon it, and being okay with that experimentation, being okay with the rejection, the haters, whatever that looks like for you, because as you grow, you cannot avoid those things. They're inevitable, but you cannot, absolutely cannot, deny yourself of the creative genius that is literally already living inside of you or just waiting for you to see it and unleash it. So let's talk about those techniques. First of all, obviously meditation, which we talked about these in the last episode, so I'll link up to that. But really, meditation and breath work, 100%. I'm telling you, when you start to become more conscious of how you're thinking and how you're feeling and how it's impacting what you're doing, this will completely change this. You will start to see a deeper side of yourself. You'll start to see a more creative side of yourself. You'll start to kind of release those fears a little bit more naturally and organically. And you'll really integrate your this newer version of you more deeply and more naturally in your day to day. This is not about like this becoming a completely different person overnight, although this work has the power to do that. But it's important for you to become aware of that piece of who are you today? What are you doing? How are you feeling? What are you thinking that is actually preventing you from stepping into that full creative genius that you already have? And that really unlocks a lot, but we have to integrate with more of those practices and techniques that give you, right, that foundation of reprogramming. Because our body just wants to keep going back to old patterns of past, old patterns of feelings, old patterns of thoughts. And so we want to shift that. We want to be able to really teach our body how to think and feel instead in order to create the future we desire versus thinking and feeling in alignment to our past to continue to create the same results over and over again. So experiment with some of these different modalities to help you really unleash that creativity. But at the end of the day, I think the first step is just recognizing you are a creative. You are creative. And your creativity is the bridge. It is the bridge between you and helping more people and in the life of your dreams, the business of your dreams. And I think when I had this realization, I was like, oh, hell yes. It felt so empowering to know that I don't have to be anybody else. I don't have to use disingenuous strategies to get what I want. I can just be more of me to live the life that I want to live. And that's so beautiful. But it starts with that creative genius. So my friends, I hope you enjoyed this. We have additional resources and tools to support this if you want some help unblocking yourself and really, really accessing deeper parts of your creativity. So definitely check those out in the show notes. And I will see you next time. Hey, if you're ready to stand out online and get paying clients consistently without having to fumble your way through tech, run ads, or create complicated funnels, I want to invite you to join us in the Category Queen School, where you're going to learn my simple, proven formula for getting clients online. It's risk-free. You either make your money back or we'll give you a refund. Just head over to kinseymacus.com/theCQ School and join today to get instant access. We'll see you inside.